And we're off.
We are indeed. Welcome to Cosmic Slop, the podcast number 6.
Hooray!
I am Chuck.
And I am Joel.
And we've got a bag of things that sounded like good music to us. We hope it sounds like good music to you. We're going to run through them here in a bit.
A bag of goodies.
A bag of goodies.
Fun size. No, these are full-size candy bars.
No,
these aren't fun size.
Like a satchel full of nut goodies. You can send yourself into a sugar coma.
Oh, nut goodies.
Songs included this week. Some requests from folks that found us on our Facebook group and sent us messages. And greetings to everybody who's checking that out.
It's like a real radio show, Chuck.
I know.
How crazy is that?
It's just disjointed in space and time. We recorded at some time that we choose. Somebody listens to it at some time that they choose. That's what this on-demand stuff's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it's really taking over the media and internet world. So
the kids these days have no frame of reference.
No.
No time, no space.
Destination.
Love, no color.
Destination listening would be whatever destination you choose.
Well, I'm glad we persuaded you to make this your destination this week, and we're going to start things off with a request.
Correct. The group is called City Boy, and they are British, and they are
snappy dressers. Have you ever seen any video of them? They are...
Do seek them out on
they are whisper-thin lads.
But they were sort of a prog rock band. But then they were sort of a pop band. And they were sort of just a rock band. And then they were sort of new wavy. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I'm sure they were a marketing nightmare for their record label.
and a listening nightmare for the largest
sometimes.
Part as well. Their discography is
old,
ponderous.
But they've been re-released as so many.
If there's
a niche.
Somebody out there wants to listen to them.
There's enough people out there that want it that somebody said they'd give it a shot and put them out on CD. So if you like what you hear in this next song, do check out the whole.
Please do.
But this was an album, first several albums, all produced by Mutt Lang. Legendary record producer Mutt Lang, who's gone on to great fame by working with AC/DC as well as Def Leppard in the giant 80s high gloss comeback of Def Leppard that continues to this day. And
for having wedded Shania Twain.
Correct. Wedded. That starts with a W. And
take that as you will.
And they are recently they've split up within the last year or so.
She packed up her leopard skin or their leopard pattern tunic and
walked off
into the desert.
It's because he was a dog. He cheated on her with like her best friend / assistant or something like
that. Fool.
So off he went. And no matter what becomes of Mutt Lang, there will be lots of royalties for everybody to share. And we hope that he is very happy. And we hope that occasionally he goes, I'm feeling like listening to that City Boy record again.
Because that's what we're going to do right now. We hope you enjoy it as well. This is The Hop Keto Kid.
From their first record, it's
Watcha.
City Boy is requested on Cosmic Slop,
the podcast.
Sweet and sour. He don't need no pistol in his hand. So much bread and twice as many fans. The scales at you and then it chops you down. He's the seventh son of the whole seventh fan. Someone's bad.
Watch out.
He don't need no pistol in his hand.
Watch out.
So much bread and twice as many fans.
Watch out.
Scales at you and then it chops you down.
Watch out.
the seventh son of the whole seventh band. Hapkido, Hapkido.
That's a really cool song.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, I think we just became Chris Farley. The Cosmic Slop, the podcast presenting the group called The Moon from 1967.
Indeed.
And what's the song called again?
It's called I Should Be Dreaming.
It's great, trippy, psychedelic, phase effect, you know, niftiness.
And California sunshine rockers with a psychedelic bent.
What I'm surprised is that it's 67. Okay, one of the guys involved in there, Matthew Moore was the name of the guy that was sort of the
driving force.
The songwriter and main dude. And also involved in the group, though, is David Marks, the young, super young teenage member of the Beach Boys, who filled in for a while.
Filled in for Al Jardine.
Right. And because he was in college? Yeah, Jardine went off to college?
He had something going on, and yeah, his parents wouldn't let him tour, so they got David Marks, and he famously contracted VD while he was on tour with the Beach Boys, he had to
go home.
They sent him home.
Sent him home.
Jardine came back, and the rest is history.
You and your VD can go back to your parents' house, and he actually spent some time playing with the Beach Boys, the current touring version of the Beach Boys, to make sure there were enough original Beach Boys to meet the contractual obligation of Mike Love's traveling show.
But yes, Matthew Moore got David Marks and a couple of other guys together and formed The Moon.
Made a couple records of his cool pop music, and they were fitting right in with 67 right there.
Pretty splendid.
It's... You could have told me that was some sort of British rarity or something as well. It's
exactly.
Sort of timeless, but also extremely dated, but thankfully catchy as all get out.
And, well, you know, coming out of the British rarity, the Hop Keto Kid from the first City Boy record from 1976.
Yes, the Hop Keto Kid.
Not groovy.
Well, it's groovier than In the Earth Caught Fire.
I guess.
That's an 80s song by City Boy that I have no time for. And if the name City Boy is... ever rings a bell, they did have a chart hit in the U.S. and it was called 5705.
That
was
like a song that I cannot stand.
Like a phone number, and that's not a good song.
No.
We move on now to another request.
Yeah, another suggestion.
Yes.
I want to dig deep into the Paul Davis catalog.
And Paul Davis, the late Paul Davis, passed away earlier this year in 2008. He's got four or five really big hits. You know, 65 Love Affair and Do Right and
Sweet Life.
And what's the cool? Is it cool something? Cool Night.
Cool Night.
So Cool Night, Sweet Life, Do Right. And then, and I Go Crazy.
Oh.
Well, anyway, those are all in the later 70s to around 1980. Went on to have a nice career as both a performer and songwriter in the country market later in the 80s.
He went through a Jesus phase.
He did, both looking like and talking.
Exactly.
Looking like and talking about Jesus. But he had a couple of hits. The record labels tried to get him going. So early in his career, he had some decent-sized hits. And this is one of them that you don't hear on the radio too much, even though the other ones kick around all the time. Mm-hmm. This is called Superstar. And
it is more up tempo and jaunty than you would expect from the mellow later Paul Davis.
It's not unlike the Hop Keto Kid in that it sort of sounds like it's going to be funky, and then it gives itself away.
In the sense
that it's decidedly not funky, but it does have a bit of a rhythm to it.
And see if you pick up the same Billy Joel vibe that I was getting off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he was listening to that Billy Joel character and saying, I can be a storyteller just like him.
So by fine suggestion, here is Paul Davis and Superstar
on Cosmic Sloth,
the podcast.
Perfect harmony. It's hard to believe
stand next to you, hogs the smoke. You understand what I'm talking about? How do you feel when the man next to you hogs the smoke? Ooh. How do you feel when the man next to you hogs the smoke, keeps the smoke, smokes the smoke, you don't get none? How do you feel when the man next to you hogs the smoke? Well, I know how you feel, brother. You say, hey, Jack, he didn't pass it. Oh, baby, smoky, I've got to have it. Why don't you give me some Columbo? You got to get up off of your can.
And despite their protests to the contrary, Rasputin Stash, unlike Paul Davis, who was high on Jesus.
He was high on Jesus.
Rasputin Stash were just high. They were high, high, high.
And I'm not sure how much they were, probably not all that opposed to smoking, actually, regardless of the strange way that last song ended.
That's Hit It and Pass It, by request, by Rasputin Stash.
Correct. Right here on Cosmic Slop, the podcast.
Chicago funk outfit.
They were a subsidiary of Curtis Mayfield's record label.
Yeah.
And then they got bounced around labels and abused and dropped and all sorts of sad show business stories happened to them. But boy, those are a good groove. And Mr. Cool is a song that comes up a little more often in connection with them.
The Devil Made Me Do It.
But most people don't know them. They're not on radio. They're on there are two records.
They're both pretty groovy. They dropped the apostrophe S off their name on this. Actually, no, there are three records. And on the second record, it's just Rasputin Stash without the apostrophe S. It looks silly.
When you can't get your record label to spell the name of the band right on the label, there's a problem.
We meant to do that.
It's a very, very
And there's even a space
problem.
For the apostrophe S on the cover, but they just left it off. But that's, thank you for requesting.
That's a good party record.
And Superstar by Paul Davis.
Oh, yes.
Previous to that.
And that's a...
That's all right.
It's something you and I have talked about for years, which is it's a good montage song. It's a good it's got that working, productive, progress making, you know, kind of a beat to it that you makes
know,
you feel
trying
like.
On different jackets and ties for the big date.
Yep.
Trying to choose flowers at the flower shop, and the petals are falling off. What am I going to do?
Painting the clubhouse music,
you're right.
Raising the barn, fixing the car.
Yep.
Anyway, we move on to Stiff Records. Stiff Records in Britain, a great
king of the indies, really.
They were, not a punk label. That's not quite accurate
to
say that.
They were just an indie label.
Yeah.
To put out a lot of music that rocks, which is about the most general thing you can say about a label. But everything on Stiff had some kind of rock
exactly
attached to it.
You find early Costello and all sorts of stuff.
But this is a funny little rarity, little novelty from the mind and production hand of Pete Townsend.
I'm an unapologetic Who fan since I was 14 years old, and I have no perspective on it, so this one's just cool to me. This is a woman, it's credited to a girl named Angie. I think she's about 13 years old, and the song is called Peppermint Lump, and it's a Pete Townsend song. He wrote it, he produced it, he plays on it, he sings on it. It sounds like one of his songs, but Stiff Records wanted to have kind of a novelty hit. They wanted to have a hit with a cute kid singing, and maybe everybody would buy lots of copies and allow them.
Because that was the style of the time.
And it would fund, in a way, you get one of those and it lets you fund five other cool things you want to do.
That's right. One hit from Angie in 1979 could fund two, maybe three Wild Willie Barrett and John Otway albums.
Exactly. But it really didn't happen. It didn't become a monstrous hit. But in the fine music geek trivia tradition, the girl, Angie, who you'll hear singing in a moment, is the same little girl you hear singing on the song Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. And here's the best part. After all this that we're talking about, I've completely forgotten her last name. but anyway, she is Angie professionally, and she surfaced in a MySpace way. She hooked up with two other dudes and was doing stuff in the, near as I can tell, about a decade ago, late 90s.
Okay.
And it's still, you can find some of this stuff up on MySpace, but she's doing vocals and they're doing sort of, cool beats and stuff like that. So Angie, hats off to you. Interesting little trivia tidbit of her past. We hope all's well in the future.
Exactly.
But this is Peppermint Lump. It's Angie featuring Pete Townsend on Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
Mother gets up at 8, falls out of bed, splashes his face, scratches his head. He runs down the stairs to me and my sister in the kitchen with Mom. Sometimes he smiles, sometimes tea and eats up his toast. But when I feel sad, he always tells me to look for the sun.
Now don't you worry, be happy, peppermint plump. Now don't you worry, be happy, peppermint plump. Now don't you worry, be happy, peppermint plump.
We get in his car, he pulls out the choke. We drive up the street in a cloud of blue smoke. Up at the junction, we queue up to join the traffic jam. After a bit, he gets us to school. 3 minutes late, he's always the rule. And waving goodbye, he drives off to work as a mini cat man.
Don't you worry.
Wow, wow, wow.
Very definition of badass.
Yeah, Johnny Guitar Watson. You just listening to Johnny Watson, Guitar Watson, makes you cooler. Mm-hmm. If you were hang out with Johnny Guitar Watson,
well, then you'd be Bobby Womack.
Yeah, it's
and then
it's
you'd
very
be
true.
Dangerous. You'd be Larry Williams.
Yes,
Larry. A man who is mad, bad, and dangerous to know. But no, we're talking about Johnny Guitar Watson. Longtime guitar man.
R&B dude.
Yep, started in the late 50s. And
Gangster of Love is a signature nickname and song for him that actually dates back to the late 50s.
Yep.
And he wound up going off all sorts of different directions throughout the 60s. And then come 70s, he was suddenly like this bluesy, you know, guitar slinger, but funky dude. He made funky records.
he was the Black Joe Walsh.
Yes, I think that's a really great one. I my hat's off to you on that one.
but he revisited his Gangster of Love from the 50s in 1977. Yep. And that's what we were listening to right there.
His other big fat bottom 70s funk hits included Ain't That a Bitch and A Real Mother for Ya. Mm-hmm. And you know,
a little naughty.
Oh, yeah. You got to look out for the explicit versions. But
yes.
And they all kind of sounded a little samey, but they're very satisfying. Mm-hmm. You didn't need a whole ton of it all at once.
Yep.
But man, it's a lot of fun. Before that, we heard Angie with Peppermint Lump, and that's from Stiff Records, a strange little thing with a lot of help from The Who's Pete Townshend.
An interesting musical juxtaposition, but one which I believe creates a satisfying synthesis.
Do you mean Townshend plus Stiff, or do you mean Townshend plus the Johnny Guitar
Angie
Watson?
Angie into Johnny Guitar Watson.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's dynamic tension there.
I think that there's no wrong way to do that. I think that if you're hanging out with the kind of folks that we like, if you're the kind of person that enjoys digging deeper into the music, there's no wrong way to go.
And that's what we do every single time here on the Cosmic Slob podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed this one.
Yes, we appreciate it very much. You can go and find the other previous shows up online on the Cosmic Slob website, which is www.stitzel.com/slop.
That's STITZEL.
You can also go over to Facebook. We've got a Facebook group where you can sign up. Please do join it, and we'll send you an email, and you'll get a message or whenever we've got a new show.
First on the block to get the new podcast when it's released.
Please do. They're good for you. They're pumped up with riboflavin.
And please give us feedback. Send us requests or comments or questions or whatnot. We'd be happy to respond to you.
We like it plenty. It's it's not just us shouting down the internet tubes at you. It's a community. Tell us what you like. We'll tell you what we like, and we'll all just sort of do this together. That's what I like about it.
And so this one comes to a close.
It does. I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
And we will see you next time on Cosmic Slop,
the podcast.
Bye-bye.